Queensland Cotton, which operates here on the Downs, has just finished ginning. They finished ginning on Friday. With me is John Robinson. He's the regional manager for Queensland Cotton here. How much cotton did you end up ginning from the Darling Downs?
Oh, Cassie, I think overall, with all the gins, probably around 300,000 bales, thereabouts, maybe a bit more, but that's about it.
And how does that compare?
Cassie, I think, you know, I'd call it just slightly under an average crop. I guess an average crop these days is around 350,000 for the Downs. It's changing because, you know, the yields are getting higher. But, you know, a reasonable year, not a disaster.
As Stu and Stuart mentioned, though, we had a lot of rain right at a crucial time for picking here on the Downs. How much impact was there on quality in the end? Because there was a lot of concern at the start.
Cassie, yeah, as Stuart mentioned, there was, you know, 10 inches. Some farms had up to 15 inches of rain just when they were starting to pick the cotton. So the cotton picked prior to the rain was the highest quality you could get, what we call 11-1, 11-2. Since the rain on the Cecil Plains area, 42% of the cotton had no discounts, the rest did. In the Dalby area, fared a little better. 80% of the cotton was above base grades, in other words, you know, no discounts. But certainly the farmers on the Southern Downs here did cop a bit of a hiding with discounts.
Was that a bit better, though, than you expected?
Yes, it was. I thought it might be worse than that, considering the rain we had at the time. We didn't have much cotton picked at all when that rain came.
And we mentioned prices there. Prices have dropped away in the past 2 months or so for cotton, but here in southern Queensland, grain prices are quite good. What sort of balancing act are you seeing from farmers trying to weigh up whether they're going to put their water into their wheat crops, their cereal crops, or into their cotton?
I think, by and large, the irrigators with water will plant cotton. Stuart said, you know, there will be some forward sold cotton. In addition to that, we're probably sitting around about where we were this time last year, and you know, $450 a bale was the target. We in fact hit $530 a bale during that season. So it's anyone's guess where markets go. Clearly, we've probably got a small chance of seeing $500, but it's there, and I think we've got a reasonable chance of seeing $450. So, you know, the overall international market isn't a lot different. Certainly, the US crop is looking good and probably better than last year, no doubt. Texas is getting rain, so it has a big influence on the US production. However, it really does come back to the Australian crop. High quality, high grade cotton will be in demand from China, and so, you know, our basis on our cotton should remain pretty firm, I would have thought.
Great, thanks for that, John. That was John Robinson, who is the regional manager for Queensland Cotton.